السلام عليك زين الأنبياء، السلام عليك.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. الحمد لله، الله سبحانه وتعالى has blessed us together in on one of the very special days of the year. These first 10 days of Muharram are all special. And as has been mentioned previously, there are three sets of tens that are deemed to be special. The last 10 days of Ramadan, of course. The first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, of course. But sometimes we forget that also the first 10 days of Muharram are also very special days. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has caused us to reach this new year. And inshallah, just as He's caused us to reach this new year, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, inshallah, He will give us tawfiq to do the very best of things and what is most pleasing to Him in this blessed year, and to do things that will bring abundant joy and happiness to the heart of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And so that today is the 8th of Muharram, and we are very close to the eve. In a few minutes that Maghrib will enter, and inshallah ta'ala, it will be the eve, the night before, which is actually when the 9th of Muharram will start. And this is a day that is sunnah to fast, because the Prophet ﷺ, when he fasted in Medina Munawwara, the 10th of Muharram, is that he then said, ﷺ, that were I to live to the next year, indeed that I will fast the 9th, to join between the blessing of the 9th and the blessing of the 10th. And our Prophet ﷺ indicated that we have more right to Moses than they do, indicating that those who follow the Prophet of their time have more right to the prophets that were sent to the people of their time. And along the lines of the many deep meanings associated with that meaning is the Prophet's Ummah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being witnesses for even prophets that came before. Witnesses because we believe in the truthful nature of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We believe in the truth of the Quran. We will actually testify and give testimony to the truthfulness on Yawm al-Qiyamah to the prophets who came before us. So we have more right to the true practices of the Prophet Moses and all of the prophets by extension, by virtue of being connected to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the 10th of Muharram is a day that you and I should really not miss. And so that's not tomorrow, that's the day after. Because our Prophet taught about that day, is that it is an atonement for the previous year's worth of sins. So the entire year that passed, and alhamdulillah, now we're right in the beginning of the new year. Look at the blessing of Allah Ta'ala. He gives us an opportunity for one day to have it be an atonement for all of the other days that preceded the previous year. What a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so this is a day that you and I should take seriously. This is a day that we should bring to life and make the intention to follow the sunnah of our Prophet ﷺ. And if we can add to that the 9th of Muharram, which is tomorrow, that's good. So we should, if we can, fast tomorrow and also fast on Saturday. And if we also wanted to add to this blessed month, fasting the white nights. So the 13th, 14th, and 15th of the month, this is also good, and this is good to do in any month, bringing to life the blessed sunnah of our Prophet ﷺ. And one of the special sunnahs that has been transmitted on the day of Ashura that has a special merit is that our Prophet taught us, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that man wassa'a ala iyalihi, and that wassa'a yuwassi'u is to that deal and interact with people graciously. So it's in relation to your character, it's in relation to your attitude, it's in relation to your wealth, it's in relation to that the various things that you do. So whoever treats their family graciously and that is very magnanimous and open-hearted and does good for them and is cheerful and treats them well and does nice things for them, and all of those meanings of being magnanimous and gracious, as it whoever does that on the blessed day of Ashura, that our Prophet said, is that wassa Allahu alayhi, that baqiyat as-sana. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will treat him graciously the rest of the year. So in other words, is that the more that we do, and this was something that you would see on the day of Ashura in different places in the Muslim world is that people will go out and they'd give little treats to the kids, inshallah, and they'd give them like small little things, sometimes a little bit of money or something of this nature, to especially with the younger folk, with the intention of putting this hadith into practice. And they would do this also with their family. So this is a very good thing to do. And if there's something that you've been intending to get your child, something that's good, not necessarily a video game or some of the things that the kids want, but they shouldn't necessarily get, something good, something beneficial, something healthy, that this is a very good time to do it. In all of the other meanings, with your character, with your attitude, with spending time and all of the things that you do. If we do this on the blessed day of Ashura, there will be repercussions for the rest of the year. That wassa Allah alayh, we will experience that tawsi' from Allah. And Allah open up the doors of our provision, open up the doors of us to that be able to receive many abundant blessings from Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is a blessed opportunity. And how many opportunities do we have like this? This is why it's so important for us as an ummah to be aware of the Hijri calendar. We should all know roughly the day of the Hijri calendar on any given day. We should be in tune with it. And even if outwardly we have to operate with our financial dealings in our business or whatever else with the Gregorian calendar, however, internally, we should tick according to the Hijri calendar. We should be in tune with the Hijri calendar. We should be in tune with the Ashhur al-Hurum, the inviolable months, the very special days of the year. And this is one of the most important things for us to have unlocked for us, the great merit that Allah Ta'ala has promised the ummah of our Prophet ﷺ by doing small things and getting abundant rewards. You can't do that if you're not in tune with the blessed Hijri calendar that came from was established throughout history, and alhamdulillah is still there for you and I to know and to experience and to benefit from. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and to bless us in these first 10 days of Muharram and to bless us the remaining part of the year. Ya Rahman Rahmeen. May we be from the elect of those who receive His forgiveness and who receive His mercy. Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala bless us to be able to put into practice the sunnah of our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and to be able to fast in a way that is pleasing to Him and to worship in a way that is pleasing to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a way of ihsan such that we receive His ihsan. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to follow and adhere to the sunnah of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in great detail, which is the greatest praise that we can be given, that someone follows in great detail the sunnah of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma bring the sunnah of the Prophet life in our lives, in the lives of our household and our family members, ya arhamar rahimin, in the lives of our community, in the lives of the ummah, His ummah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa ala kulli niyatin salihatin jami'an shamil khairat ad-dunya wal akhirah, wa sallallahu alaihi wasallam Muhammadan wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wasallam. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.